Bergman was born in the University city of Uppsala, just north of Stockholm. And he went to see his very first films at a cinema very much preserved as it was then in those days. A cinema, by the way, which is one of several venues for the annual International Short Film Festival in Uppsala. Confirming that Bergman's films have inspired filmmakers all over the world, a young Romanian filmmaker at this year's festival.
My name is Marian Crișan. I was a student. I used to go to the Cinematheque in Bucharest, and they showed sessions of Ingmar Bergman, for example. And I went to see a lot of movies when I was a student. Some of them were Ingmar Bergman. We enjoyed them there very much. So one of my favorites is Persona. I enjoy the themes in Ingmar Bergman's films, and the way that he tells the story, it's fabulous. It's like watching in the souls of the people and studying faces. And I think it's great to communicate this way, not words, but images and faces and actions that can give you a feeling at some moment. So if the feeling is gloomy or it's funny, it's better either way.
Sometimes trembling lips instead of words.
Yeah. And that's the way. Sometimes not even that, just the eyes sparking, and you know something is happening. That's enough.
Vad skrattar du åt?
Isak, kom nu under. När du och jag satt i den där soffan och tyckte varandra som galningar. Du hade knäppt upp min blus.
Vad glad till förståndet. Den goda solen. Jag vill bada mig i solsken. Jag vill tvätta mig ljus. Efter att denna
varje dag mig eller alla människor vill. Jag fångar fåglar med min brill.
This brings us to the end of another broadcast from Radio Sweden. This time joining Swedish Radio in a special salute to the late director of theater, cinema and television films, opera and radio theater, Ingmar Bergman. I'm Bill Sillerin, hoping you'll keep in touch every day with Stockholm.